three times. They realize now they made a mistake. Is after three whips, we see he's almost fainted already. He's too weak. He cannot take no 39. He could only take maybe another two. That's all. Another three. Potter, we let him go right now. Rashi says, Chivon dinisbazim bezdin. Since he was embarrassed in bezdin, that has lach like malchus, and he got received a little bit of malchus. That's enough. See in the Gemara the pesuka for this. What? What's going to be the opposite way? Amdu lekabel shmein asara. First, the doctor checked him out. He could take 18 whips. Or mishaloka. After he took 18, amdu shiachlo lekabel aboyim. We see now, boy, this guy's a strong guy. 18 was nothing. He's still there, going strong. Shino pata, we let him go. That's it. There's the made of psak of 18. That's it. He's nickel already. We let him go. Now the Gemara says, my timer. What's the reason that we say it's only 39 and not really 40, my timer. Iksev aboyim b'mispar. Who would have said aboyim b'mispar? Have amina aboyim b'minyona. True, it means really 40 whips. Hashtu dechsev, now that it says b'mispar aboyim, account up to 40, that means minyon account, shul seichem es aboyim, that comes up to 40, which means 39. That's what we dash. Even though the pasuk says clearly 40, the chomim dashing it means up until 40, just 39. All my rabbis says from this we see how great the chomim are. That the imamish tell us, explain to us how to learn the Torah. So rabbis said, "Kama tipshoi, how foolish shaurinshi that people are. The kai may mark me sefer Torah. When they take out a sefer Torah, they stand up, they give cover to the sefer Torah. But below kai may mark me gaber rabba." To a Talmud Chacham that learns the Torah, they do not stand up for him. And it's wrong. With the Torah alone, we do not know what it means. The Torah itself says 40. But we are Sarabonim Botsu Chodo. The Chom come and take away one. It doesn't mean like just to thank them because they're taking away one whip. It means to say we see how much we need them. That without the Chom, we do not know what the Chumash means. We need the Torah Shabbat to come to explain to us the Torah Shabbat. That's the Chom, the way they dash in the Torah. So you should stand up for Talmud Chacham. We have Yehuda Leimer, Aboyim Shleimus. No, 40, complete 40. Omer Reb Yitzchak, my time with Reb Yehuda, that he says the 40th whip, we give Bank Sefer. How does he know this? The Sefer says, why 40? Okay, he owes 40, says Aboyim. He doesn't make this Rosh of the Mispar Aboyim. But how do you know to give the 40th whip between his shoulders? You do not give the other whips that way. The other whips are in the front and on the two shoulders, not in between. How does he know the 40th one is in between? The Siddur is a Pesuk in Tzchari that says, Noa Maka Seila Ben Yodecha. What are these whips doing between your hands, between your shoulders? The Yarmani he says, Asher Okeisi Beis Ma'avai. The Mashma the Bezdin gave it to me. In other words, he receives Malkus. Says, Mashma, there is a Malkus Ben Yodecha. Between your shoulders. Where is it between your shoulders? He learns the means the 40th whip. It's according to Chachamim, will hold, Eslav Daska Ben Yodecha. It means he got whipped on his shoulders. Ben Yudecha means maybe both shoulders got whipped. If Yudah says no, it says Ben Yudecha means mamish in between. Where is that? The 40th one. Yeah. Rabbanim, what do they do? And the Rabbanim, how did you like your Shabbos Rabbanim? Who does it know better? And the Rabbanim, no, like I said. The Rabbanim says, yeah. The Rabbanim, they have this part that's talking about a Rebbe whipped his Talmud. But you like your Shabbos Rabbanim who does it. That the Rebbe hit this Talmud, Ben Yodecha. When it says, Beis Me'avai, it doesn't mean in the Bezdin, but it means in the Yeshiva. That the Rebbe, that's called Beis Me'avai, in the Yeshiva, and the Rebbe whipped him. Where? Ben Yodecha. So there's no proof to Hilchos Malkus. Now, Ein Oimdin Ela B'Makas Surul Ishtalish. Now, the Mishnah says, let's say we made the wrong account. So, Loka in, Mashma, only because they gave him some whips. Like, they thought he could take 39, and after three whips, we see he can't take more than six, or whatever it is, we let him go. But mashma lok, only because he received the sum. But loy lok aloy, if we did not receive any whipping, then no, we wait and give him a new amdul. Like if we evaluated now first for 39, and then the doctor checks him out and says, no, we're going to take 9, mashma, you have to give him 9. Or Rabbi will have a question. It says, amdul lekabel aboyim. First, we evaluated he could take a good 39 whips. For Chazuv Yamdu. Then they went over again. Shein Yochel Kabbal Aboyim. He cannot take no 39. So Potter, we say he's freed. Amdu Lekabbal Shemin Asara. First, we thought he could take 18. For Chazuv Yamdu Shein Yochel Kabbal Aboyim is Potter. Sinochur even without whipping him. Just the fact Bezdin made a mistake, so that alone is enough. So why now Mishnah is at Mashmona? Because we gave him some whips, so we stopped there. But if we did not start to whip him, then we still have to give him the Malkus. And here in the price is Mashma, even without giving him Malkus, he's Potter. So for instance, Om Rosh Heshes Lakashya, Hodi Yamdua L'Yaymei, Hodi Yamdua L'Mocho L'Yaymei Okra. One is where you made the two valuations today, the same day. Our Mishnah is talking about where they evaluated him in the morning, they checked him out in the morning, they thought he could take 39, and then in the afternoon they see, no, we can only take 18. So since it was done the same day, Rivom explains, it was a mistake. The first Amdu was a pure mistake. It's not possible that the guy changed over so fast, in 2 hours, from a weak person to a healthy person. And most of them, we made him, when the doctor checked him out in the morning, he made a mistake. So such an Amdu means nothing. Where it's a complete stake, that means nothing. That's Shana Mishnah. So when is he Potter? Only if he actually gave him the Malkus. But if he did not give him Malkus at all, he'll be Potter. Because that's a complete mistake. If you make a mistake, then you have to go over again. In the morning, you thought he could take 39. 2 hours later, the doctor says, hey, you made a mistake. Your machine wasn't working. He can only take 18. So if we did not whip him at all yet, Pshita is Malkus is 18. We have to give it to him. The Bryce is Mashmino. The fact we evaluated him alone, that's enough. That's the case. That we checked them out today, and Bezin today saw he's a strong guy, he could take 39, but they're too busy today, they couldn't give them out this. They say come back in 3 days from now. When he came back in 3 days, then they saw that he's talking a week, he could only take 18. So there we say it's true that his real Oymid was supposed to be 39. That's what he's supposed to take. Now he became weaker, so the pshat is we cannot do anymore that first Oymid. But it meant something, that first ointment. So since Bezin gave him an ointment, and they cannot give him what they first planned, he has Potter. Why is he Potter? Where was the Malkus? There was a Nikla already. The fact he went to Bezin, and Bezin had to evaluate him, had to see if he's strong enough, that alone is Nikla Lachicha. That alone embarrassed him. Just now, a case now, which is talking about, where it was a pure mistake. And 2 hours later, they checked him over. So there, the first checking means nothing. Pshita, you have to give him the second checking. Only if you gave him some Malkus already, then we can't change. If you gave him something, we have to stop there. Now the Mishnah says, Ovar Averosh Yesh Bo Shnei Lavin, that's the person did two Lavs, deserves to get twice Malkus. So it's like this. Do Oymet Echad, if we see the guy's a strong guy, that he could take 42 whips. That's what he could take. He could take 42 straight. If so, like a potter, we'll give him 42, and that's it. He's free. He has more than 39, so that's for the second Malkus. V'yimlav, let's say he can only take 39 or less. He can't take more than 39, then like a. We give him the Malkus as much as he can take. He can only take 21, we give him 21. Umisrafa, we have to wait till he heals up again, and then, v'chayzav like a. Then you have to hit him a second time, 21, for the second lav. In other words, the second lav has to have its own Malkus, just a Kiddush. If he could take 42, that's enough. Even though he's only taking 3 whips for the second lav, but as long as he could take more than 39, he could be 8 to 2 and 1. For the Mar Vatanya, we learned, Ein Eimdim Eimed Echo B'Shnei Lavim. No, we do not make one valuation for two lavs. You have to do it separate times. On Rav Sheshes Lakasha, let's say they evaluated him, he could take 41 whips. Now 41, we do not give 41. Doesn't divide by 3. You have to only give him 39. If so, 39 is only for the first lav. Therefore, he does not get for the second, he gets it later. He's not included now, he has to have a second limit. But that's what our Mishnah means. If we evaluated him right now, he's a real strong fellow. He could take 42, then we look as if the first 39 is for the first lav, and the next 3 is for the second lav, so he gets away with 42.
All right, a turnover.
Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Ketzad Malkin Oisei, how exactly do we give the person Malkus? is Koifa Shte Yodav. He has to tie up his two hands Al Omid, on the platform, on the Omid. Helach Vehelach. One arm on the right side, left arm on the left side of this platform, we tie up his hands. The Chazan HaKnesses, the superintendent there, Oiches Bebgodav, grabs hold of this person with his clothing, and you know, so he has to rip open his clothing, uncover his chest and the back. So he grabs hold of his clothing, his shirt, his jacket, and pulls it. And Nikra Nikra, he rips. And Nifru Nifrumu. One means he rips it down the seam, and one means he just gives a clean rip. Whatever he doesn't have to be careful. He doesn't have to say, let me unbutton your shirt, and I'll take it off slowly. That doesn't have to do. He has the right just to take it and go, whip, take it off. If it comes off through the buttons, very good. If the buttons come off also, it's okay. He pulls it off. Now, Achu Megalis Libri does this until he uncovers his heart in the front and the shoulders in the back. Now there's a big stone there that the Chazan has to stand on because he has to be above this person. So in the back of the person, there's a stone there to elevate the Chazan. Now Chazan HaKnesses Oymed Olav, the superintendent here, stands on top of this stone. Uritsua Biyodai, he has a whip in his hand, Shel Egel, that the whips are made from calf skin. Kfula, doubled over. Echo the Stein, double all the folded over, was long one, folded over once into two, and then the Stein Liaba, this two is folded into four. It's really every.
Eight strands.
No. This two comes into four. Four strands. It's one long thing, you fold it over into two, and then you fold that a second fold into four. So every whip you give him really is four whips hitting him. Like each time you slap him with this whip that has four pieces to it. Like every one really is like four whips. So it could call like one though. Now, Ushtei Ritsuyas Shachamor, there's also two Ritsuyas, two straps there, made from a donkey's skin. Oilus Viredis Bo, that went up and down to keep them in place. That just was there to keep the other whips in place. Now, Yoda Tefach, the grip where he held on to this whip was a Tefach. Verochba, how wide was each strip, was each a strap? Tefach. Each whip, well, each strap was a tefach wide. It's pretty wide. It's 4 inches. Question 3 or 4 inches wide. Oh, that's next question. The Roshoi. Now, this Chazan stood on the back of him, and he whipped him. And the whip went over his shoulders and went down in front of him. How long does it have to go? For Roshoi Magas HaPikrisoi. That the tip of the end of the whip has to reach his belly button. That's where it should reach. HaPikrisoi. That's where it has to reach. So you're hitting it from the back, it has to go over his front, down to Pikrisai. That's how long it has to be. So Gemara says, we'll soon see, it was an adjustable strap. Because if a person was taller, they had to make it longer. If a person was shorter, he had to make it shorter. So the strap was adjustable, it had clasps there, you could adjust it. Now, Umakeyuai said, the Chazan used to hit him, Shlish Milafonov, one third of it was in the front of him, Ushte Yodais Milacharuv. Two thirds were in the back of him on his two shoulders. The person is not standing direct or standing erect when they hit him. For La Yoshua is not sitting. Elamuta, he's leaning over. And his two hands are tied down and he's leaning over. Elamuta. Shemar the Pasuk says, the Pilu HaShoifet, the Pilu Mashmi throws him down a little bit, he's bent over. The one that actually strushed or strikes him, that uses only one hand to pull down the whip. He can be stronger that way. And Bekol Koichai, with all this power, with all this might, he holds up this whip, he has to go down as hard as he could. If he used two hands, it wouldn't be that strong. With one hand, it's stronger. The Hakura now, while they're whipping him, there's another Chazan there saying these psukim. The Hakura, the one that's there, the Balkura that's there, Kuri, he reads these psukim. In Loisish Malasis, posting in the Varim Chavches. Then he says the pasuk, "V'pilu Hashem as makoyscha, v'yas makoys." And the choyzel etchilas amikra. When he finished this, they go over again, say the psukim over again. Then he says, "Ushmarat v'zivri abrus azoyz." Another pasuk, "Chavtes." And the choyzel, and he ends off the pasuk. Then he says, "V'rachum michaparovin." Then the choyzel etchilas amikra comes back again to the beginning of the pasuk. Now, and they keep on saying this psukim over and over again, depending upon how long the makas take. But while he's giving this makas, he has to say, there's a kura saying these psukim, as if to tell him, do tshuva. Now, v'yemeis tachas yodai potter. If when the makas is giving, the amount that he's supposed to give, if Bezdin evaluated him to receive 18, and when they gave him 15, the guy died, so you're potter. That's an onus. You have a right to give him 18. If he dies before, you're potter. Hoistif loy oid ritsu achas, you made a mistake, and you gave him one more than you were supposed to, well, Mason, he died, haraiz the gaila. Then you're chayiv, you're like a shaygeg. You didn't do it on purpose, you're a shaygeg, so you're chayiv to go to golis. Chagaila gaila yodai. Now, niskalko, let's say, while they're giving him malchus, the guy had to go, bain beria, he had to go for gedolim, bain b'mayim, he had to urinate, is potter. As soon as he does this, he's potter, doesn't have to give him more malchus. Because that's called the niklo achichab yodecho. He got his embarrassment. This is included in the embarrassment of hitting. The abuduayim, it depends. Ha'ish berei, a man is only if he had to go for gedolim. But v'ish b'mayim, if a lady, she also receives malchus, and she just has to be mouth to urine, that's enough to free her. One more.